Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live. Welcome to the program. The phones are open for you. Should you wish to join us, you can. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And in the studio tonight is Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And nobody.
Nobody's back. As we announced on Friday, he made his triumphant return. I put up a blog post about it this weekend. You can check that out over at freetalklive.com. If you missed that episode, I did link to that video in that post, so go check that out. But he's here now, so don't watch it now, because we're here, and you can call in. You can, of course, bring up whatever you want. You know, we covered on Friday night the trucker protests, the convoy, the Freedom Convoy 2022 going into Ottawa. We've been covering it for the last couple of weeks, and it looks like some interesting developments have transpired over the weekend, and I wasn't here on either Saturday or Sunday night, so I didn't get a chance to talk about it, so, and neither did you guys.
I have a really interesting update about the GoFundMe.
Ooh, the one that they took down and the $10 million GoFundMe that they then said they would give you a refund if you requested it. Otherwise, they're going to give it to a charity.
They're changing that now, and there's a very funny and good reason why.
All right, tell me.
So it started going viral, this guy's, I guess, Facebook post or something, where he said, I gave to the trucker fund, and guys, instead of requesting your refund through them, because you had until like the 19th of February to request your refund, go put a discrepancy or whatever it's called on your credit
card. Charge back
on your card, because and for the reason you give, say, because they're not using the funds for what you wanted it for. It worked for that guy, and he said that it would hurt GoFundMe because it, like, charges them. And
there's a fee each time, and there's a possibility if you get $10 million worth of chargebacks, there's a possibility that whoever is providing your interface to the credit card companies
is going to cut you off.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, good point. Shortly after that, GoFundMe put out a statement saying, never mind, we're automatically giving back your
money. So brilliant on that guy. I actually saw that post, and I was like, I didn't even think of that. And that was a great idea.
Yeah, I mean, it is, you do have to jump through some hoops in order to do a chargeback, but it's not that rigorous or anything like that. It's more difficult.
It's like call your bank and, right?
You have to call the credit card company or whoever it is that you used and then say you're disputing the charge. And then they might send you, like, a piece of paper to sign. And it'll also be paperwork on GoFundMe's part. So in addition to actually having to pay the $15 fee or whatever it is, they'll probably have to print out some stuff and sign some stuff. And so it creates a paperwork burden on them. So, yeah, that's interesting that they reversed course.
I created a GoFundMe over the weekend.
Oh, really?
Yep. It had the image was one of the old Blockbuster signs, only it said GoFundMe, and the GoFundMe was help Rich Paul develop honest competition for GoFundMe.
Well, there is a competitor, and they are called GiveSendGo.com. Mm-hmm. They label themselves as like a Christian fundraising platform, the number one free Christian crowdfunding site, apparently.
They raised a lot of money already.
And first of all, in the first couple of days, their website was down, because they were getting pounded, right? Like, they're getting more traffic probably than they've ever
also,
gotten.
Also, they've been under distributed denial of service attack.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
That doesn't surprise me either.
Oh, yeah. Well, the FBI's got the resources.
Attack.
Yeah.
So, but they're up now, and they're raising money. They've actually hit over $5 million raised for the truckers. So that's absolutely fantastic. So kudos to them. Now, you know, again, whether or not their bank is going to cut them off, which would, that would be how, you know, even if Give, Send, Go isn't going to cut off Freedom Convoy, it could still be that the system puts pressure on whoever their banking partner is to cut off GiveSendGo.com, because they're, you know, they're not doing their own processing. There's some bank behind the scenes that's doing that.
Somebody should come up with an alternative to the banking system.
Maybe Bitcoin.
Yeah. In fact, I did have a story about that relating to the truckers here. And from Cointelegraph.com, it looks like there is some sort of a Bitcoin fundraising platform. According to Kira Wright at Cointelegraph, the truckers protesting the vaccine mandates in Canada have turned to Bitcoin-based crowdfunding platform Tallycoin, following a barrage of mounting political pressure from all sides that culminated in GoFundMe axing the Freedom Convoy campaign. And so according to, let's see, shortly after they axed the campaign, a group of organizers moved their efforts to Tallycoin, which is built on the Bitcoin BTC blockchain. Quote, legacy financial infrastructure can sometimes be politicized and clamped down upon, whereas Bitcoin is a truly censorship-resistant method of communicating value, says their new fundraising page. And at the time of this writing, the Bitcoin fundraiser was up to over $300,000+ worth of Bitcoin. I believe it's getting closer to $1 million. I think as of now, I have not checked it personally, but I saw an image earlier today. So.
I saw that one of our friends shared a crypto fundraising thing for the truckers, and I just went and looked, and it is Tallycoin.
Okay, and did you get the total? I'm trying to pull it up right now. It looks
I lost it. Hold on. It's on Freedom to Cryptids.
Yeah, I've got it pulled up here. They've had over 4,000.
This is almost $1 million. It's 913,000.
So they're trying to raise, I think, 10 Bitcoin is, I believe, what their goal is, and they are almost to that goal. They're at 91% of the way to the goal, if I'm looking at this correctly. If I'm counting the number of zeros correctly. I may not. They're raising it in what they call Satoshis, so for listeners that don't know.
Oh, I'm looking at that in Satoshis.
Yeah, the Satoshi is the smallest unit of the Bitcoin. So one, I don't know what percentage it is, but it's a very, very small. It's like eight zeros.
It's 1/100,000th.
Thank you.
I was wrong. They didn't raise $900,000.
No, it was 900
Satoshis. 913,000 or million Satoshis. But they've raised $438,000 in 20. $438,000.
It's easier to look at it in Bitcoin,
long numbers.
And they let you change the amount, and so you can switch it to BTC, because I can think better in Bitcoin rather than Satoshis. And so in Bitcoin, they're at 9.13 Bitcoin, so almost to their goal of 10 whole Bitcoin to be raised. And I think this thing's been up for 24 or 48 hours or something like that. It hasn't been very long. So you got $5 million over on $5 million and counting over on GiveSendGo.com, and then another millions worth of or so worth of Bitcoin here, or half a million or whatever that is. There's a lot. It's a lot of Bitcoin, and so I'm glad to see this. This is happening for them. So kudos, and I hope GoFundMe or whoever the hell they are. I hope they're crying in their coffee this morning. Screw them.
Yeah.
But you bring up a good point, though, buddy, is, like, what are the good alternatives? Are there any good alternatives to GoFundMe? And obviously, GiveSendGo is one of them, but, of course, they brand themselves as a Christian crowdfunding
site.
Yeah,
what if Aria wanted to raise a fundraiser thing?
Right, for the Reformed Church of Satan.
Yeah, I think nobody brought that up last time.
Yeah.
Has anyone heard of anything else that's out there besides there was the one for Bitcoin Cash.
Flipstarter.
Yep, so there's a Bitcoin Cash fundraiser.
I wasn't even aware of those, but I'm glad to be. The nice thing about the blockchain is you know the money got where it's going.
Right, and there's no intermediary. There's no middleman.
Yeah, and you can see it there. And if somebody wants to track his disbursements on the on the blockchain, then you can know what it was spent on.
Yeah, and it presumes that the recipient is legitimate. Now, I mean, we're presuming that it's actually the people behind the Freedom Convoy that set this thing up, because that is ultimately the question is, who is the person who's handling the 10 Bitcoin that put this online? We'll put a link to this, by the way, on our social media, so you can contribute to either the Bitcoin version or the Gibson Go version if you want to help these truckers out, because the crackdown started. We'll talk about.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. You may dial in at 603-283-6160. If you want to weigh in, it doesn't have to be about the convoy or the truckers, professional drivers that have gathered now for roughly 2.5 weeks. One and a half weeks over in Ottawa, downtown, right across from the Parliament building there. They've been occupying the streets now for quite a while, and many of them say they're going to be sticking it out for multiple weeks if necessary until the government gangs in Canada rescind their various different COVID restrictions.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very, very exciting watching this happen. Plus, it's also encouraging other truck drivers around the rest of the planet in a lot of places to emulate this. There's already talk about a February 12th convoy from the West Coast in the United States, starting in California, heading over to New York City, apparently. I had heard initially...
New York City?
Yeah, initially I'd heard that they were going to be going to D.C., but now I'm seeing New York City as the potential destination.
Well, does D.C. have, vaccine mandates for when you go into stores and stuff like that?
That's a good question.
Because
I haven't heard.
I thought about this morning, and I thought, them going to D.C. will probably just get the military immediately called on them, and they'll, get violent against the protesters.
Mm-hmm.
But if they go to a city where they have the vaccine mandates for going into stores and stuff, they're kind of making a bigger point, and more people could come out and be like, hey, I'm actually against this, and the store owners could see how many people are against it. So,
yeah, it'll be interesting because traffic really sucks already in both D.C. and New York City, so it'll be a real challenge to, you know, even get in there in the first place with large numbers of trucks. But we'll see what they we'll see how they react to this. Again, that's only something they're talking about right now. It may start sometime next week, they say, as of the 12th, perhaps, and it'll be like a 6-day ride across the United States. So we'll certainly keep you in the loop as that develops. But I want to focus on what's going on in Ottawa right now, because there was, we mentioned, I think it was Friday when we were doing the show, we mentioned that there was a lawsuit. Nearly $10 million lawsuit that had been filed, and the idea is to somehow have a man in a robe put a stop to all of the protesters, the hundreds of protesters, maybe even thousands of people that are there in Ottawa. And now the judge came out with a decision earlier today. This story from OttawaCitizen.com. A judge has ordered an end to horn honking and the use of air horns and train horns by demonstrators that have occupied downtown Ottawa since January 28th. Ontario's Superior Court Justice Hugh McLean slapped an injunction on protesters at a hearing Monday afternoon. The case was brought to court by a 21-year-old downtown resident, Zexi Lee, who said the noise in her apartment had been measured at more than 80 decibels, which lawyer Paul Champ said was the equivalent, quote, of having a lawnmower running in her living room 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Oh, God.
The injunction was part of a $9.8 million class action suit with Lee as the plaintiff, but open to as many as 6,000 downtown residents who live in or close to the protest red zone. It names as defendants four of the convoy's organizers and also names 60 John Does, drivers of semi-trucks in the protest who may be later identified as having taken part in the noise-making. In issuing the temporary injunction, McLean accepted Champ's argument that the ongoing noise was causing lasting and irreparable harm to residents' hearing. Alberta lawyer Keith Wilson.
I don't think having a lawnmower in your house would cause damage to your hearing.
Well, 80 decibels is pretty loud. It's not jet plane loud, but it is loud. And there are people who will put earplugs in when they mow their lawn.
I mean, I wouldn't like to hear that, but I just can't see it damaging my hearing. I feel like, I don't know.
Well, the solution, of course, is to put earplugs in. If there is something going on, like if you live in a city, you know that there's going to be noise outside of your house at pretty much all times of the day or the night. There can be ambulances driving by. There's constantly...
And those are freaking loud.
There's construction work. I mean, I've been in New York City when they've been doing construction work at nighttime outside of my hotel room. So, I mean, you live in a city, you just kind of accept the idea that it's going to be a noisy environment. And if you don't like it, don't live in the city and or come up with some sort of way to remediate that. And And, you know, little foam earplugs cost, I think, 50 cents.
Well, one thing that's weird about it is I thought it was already illegal to honk your horn if it wasn't for the purposes of avoiding an accident.
That's probably true in a lot of places.
I don't know if it's everywhere, but yeah. I think it is true in Texas.
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me if that were the case in many jurisdictions, but I don't know if that's true in Ottawa. So it's a good question.
And the other thing is, if I don't know if they have any free speech protection up there.
They
but
don't.
In the United States, if you were doing it for the purpose of protest, that might well it might well be considered speech to a point. Although I think anywhere in America, if you had people blowing their horns 24 hours a day, sooner or later you would get an injunction.
Well, before you go on, somebody on our chat over at chat.freetalklive.com who lives in Canada, he says the truckers have not been honking overnight.
Oh, really?
That's actually something that I heard referenced on the videos as well. Mm-hmm. I got the impression that it was not that was something that they'd started recently, though. Like, at first they were going 24 hours a day, and then they said, okay, let's only do it 12 hours a day.
Well, that makes sense.
The one thing that they can't, the people who live in Ottawa can't just put earplugs in to fix it is their pets. I saw somebody saying that about their pets, and I was like, oh, that does change things because, I don't know, I'd have to get Coconut out of my house if there were horns honking at 80 decibels 24/7 because, seriously, he couldn't sleep. You can't put headphones in your dog's ears.
That's a good point, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I mean, it's not a perfect protest. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah. Nothing's perfect.
It's hard to feel sorry for the city dwellers in this particular case, though, because most of these people are complicit in what the government does. They love their big government.
Probably voted for it and liked it.
Yeah, I mean, I feel sorry for the freedom lovers that live in cities, but I have to wonder why they still do that. Why do you subject yourself? We ask libertarians this all the time, the ones that live in New York City and in Los Angeles. Why would you stay in a place like that?
Yeah, I saw Gillespie today.
On Reason?
Yeah, on Reason doing a video, and he said something about being in New York, and I'm like, what are you doing in New York?
It just doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, look, I get that there's a lot of restaurants and, you know, there's things to do or whatever, but now they require vaccine passports for all of
those
things.
I'm pretty sure there's better food in Texas. Like, people always bring up restaurants in New York City.
Well, I mean, having been to New York City, I will say there's a lot of good food in New York City. I mean, the competition is brutal. There's a ton of restaurants. And
there's
they're all
an insane amount of restaurants in San Antonio compared to here in New Hampshire. I'm always just there's not that many different restaurants here.
But, you know
it's just not a good excuse.
We're in a town of 35,000 people,
yeah.
Too.
I'd rather have freedom. I'd rather have more freedom than, you know, a bunch of restaurants from which to choose.
Like I said about the cold, without freedom, warmth is cold comfort.
That's true. Number here, 603-283-6160. So in addition to now outlawing honking by a judge's order, an injunction, they're now also trying to crack down on people bringing gas and other supplies.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. As the Russian troop buildup around Ukraine's borders intensifies, President Biden has promised severe consequences if the Kremlin launches an invasion. During a joint press conference with the new German chancellor, the president spoke about the relationship between Germany and the United States.
Germany is one of our most important allies in the world. There is no doubt about Germany's partnership with the United States, none.
President Biden also saying that the Nord Stream 2 pipeline between Russia and Germany won't go forward if Russia invades Ukraine. Another short-term spending bill to avert a partial government shutdown is in the works. House Democrats have introduced a continuing resolution to keep the government funded at current levels through March 11th. The government runs out of money February 18th. USA Radio News. American Special Envoy for Iran is reportedly planning to return to Vienna soon in an effort to revive the 2015 nuclear deal with Tehran. Reuters saying Robert Malley still believes the deal can be revived after now former President Trump pulled the United States out of the accord in 2018. The international deal withdrew sanctions against Iran in exchange for limits on its nuclear activities. Three former Minneapolis police officers charged in George Floyd's death are back in court Monday as their federal civil rights trial resumes. A judge had delayed proceedings after one of the defendants tested positive for COVID-19. The former officers are charged with violating Floyd's civil rights on the day he died after being knelt on by police officer Derek Chauvin, who was convicted of murder last year. According to an SEC filing at the end of 2021, Tesla owned just under $2 billion worth of Bitcoin. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. Phones are open here if you want to join the show. The number is 603-283-6160. We're getting into the latest on the Freedom Convoy 2022, the one happening in Ottawa, Canada. Of course, there are other convoys elsewhere around the world. I see the photos on occasion on social media, but I don't know any of the details about it. So if you're following, you know, whatever's going on in, I don't know, Poland or Australia or whatever else there is out there, feel free to give us a call.
I know there's one going on in London.
Oh, really?
And I was surprised by that because my understanding is that they had already gotten rid of the COVID restrictions. So I was wondering why there was one in London. I'd love to hear some details about that.
Yeah, good question. If you know, the number is 603-283-6160. And by the way, Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. You're ready to learn about cryptocurrency? You want to donate something to the courageous truckers out there in Ottawa? We put the links up to the crypto fundraiser, the Bitcoin fundraiser, on our social media. You can go to social.freetalklive.com and link over to the Tallycoin fundraiser. But first, you got to have some Bitcoin. And in order to learn about it, get over to Bitcoin.com and click Get Started at the top of the page. You'll learn the basics. And it is important to understand there's some new concepts. There's some new financial ideas like decentralization, blockchain. The videos over there at Bitcoin.com will go through some of that for you. Just click Get Started at the top of the page over at Bitcoin.com. And if you want to get the latest news headlines, they've got those every single day over at news.com. bitcoin.com. It's a great site. You can learn about Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, and cryptocurrency in general there. So we were talking about the crackdown that is coming, and apparently it's already happening on to some extent in Ottawa, with reports coming out from the protesters that police are now arresting people for carrying around gas canisters. So if they believe that you're trying to bring gas to the truck drivers, they will arrest you. Now, apparently, the counter-protest to this has been to have protesters walk around with gas cans full of water. Just to, you remember that it reminds me of the old 420s that we did, nobody, back in the day when we had the jokers and the tokers one time, when there was a bunch of people who, they didn't want to get high, they weren't marijuana smokers, but they wanted to stand in solidarity with us, so they rolled up hand-rolled cigarettes, or like clove, or you know, something else that wasn't
that
actual.
That looked like joints.
Yeah, it just looked like a joint, and so they mixed in with the marijuana users, and everybody lit up together just to make it even more confusing for the enforcers.
The second arrest was a guy named Evan, and he was actually arrested for smoking mint that he had grown in his own garden.
Oh, okay.
And, of course, they had to throw him back.
Forgotten about that.
But that day, as a result of that arrest, we all marched down to the police station, and that was the day that we smoked a joint in the lobby of the police station.
Yeah, so epic.
Good times.
So back to the Ottawa citizen here. They, you know, even though they definitely are a pro-state mouthpiece, they are doing a lot of reporting on what's going on. This headline: protesters say they will stay put despite increased police enforcement. Protest leaders and truck drivers parked downtown said Monday they're defiant and motivated in the face of increased police enforcement. Ottawa's police chief Peter Slowly vowed, quote, to turn up the heat in every possible way.
What?
Unquote.
So even violence?
Well, of course. I mean, the police.
That's what they do.
Yeah. I'm surprised they haven't been that violent so far.
It's like asking if water is going to be wet.
On the protesters at a media scrum on Monday, but he also issued a plea for more resources. Officers raided one of the protesters' fuel stockpiles and seized thousands of liters of fuel and propane on Sunday night, the police chief said. And in the downtown core, officers have now issued more than 100 tickets. In a media release Sunday, the service said seven people had been arrested, six of them for quote-unquote mischief, and two for driving while prohibited. Officers had cleared an encampment at a protest encampment at Confederation Park. Quote, there are over 60 criminal investigations so far related to the demonstration. They are primarily for mischief, thefts, hate crimes, and property damage, he said. Despite the push from police to crack down on protesters, Monday morning they remained motivated to stay put. Christian, a driver of a truck that has been parked just east of the National War Memorial for 10 days now, said protest supporters had taken to moving empty fuel containers to distract the police. He has enough fuel for 3 weeks, he says, and has no intention of leaving.
Well, it makes sense because it takes a lot more fuel to move one of those things at 80 miles an hour
than
it does just to keep it warm.
Yeah, and that's a good point. And the fuel tanks on these things are huge.
Oh, yeah.
So that's very interesting. It will last for 3 weeks. He says, quote, we're going to win. People see what they're doing to Canadian citizens, unquote.
I think that if the average citizen of Ottawa didn't want the truckers there anymore, don't you think the gas stations would stop selling them gas?
Quite possibly, yeah. And I know that at least one towing company has told the government that they will not tow those trucks.
That's awesome.
Nice.
That's what it takes.
That's a good sign of support. Yeah, you need enough solidarity that fellow citizens won't act against you.
Right, truckers are truckers, and you know you need a trucker to tow a trucker, right? Like you got to get one of those big ass wreckers out there. There's a certain kind of your average tow truck cannot handle moving a big rig, right? Like you've got to get a big unit out there to hook up to that thing.
You know, Justin Trudeau doesn't know how to do that.
Certainly not. And I suspect most of the cops can't do it either. That's why they call in the professionals. And like here in Keene, New Hampshire, which is a little town of, 20,000 or so people, there are a handful of tow truck companies around. And the way it works here is they get it's like a round robin thing where, whenever the police need a tow, they have a list of all the tow companies and they call the next one on the list. And then after that, they move to the next one and then they move to the next one. So it's quote unquote fair. They're not, playing favorites that way. And so if that were to be the case in Ottawa, if they call all the tow companies and not a single one of them is willing to come out there and move their brothers, then they're stuck. The cops cannot do anything except write tickets
to people holding gas cans.
Yeah, I mean, the military probably has the equipment to move those because they have their own their own big rigs. But as of yet, the military has refused to get involved up there. So kudos to the Canadian military. I like to think that the American military would refuse if it happened here, but I don't have faith in that.
Yeah, me neither. Well, we might get the chance to find out what happens in the United States if they move forward with what is being called Freedom Convoy. I think it's USA 2022. If you're looking for that tag on Twitter, you'll find some posts related to planning the supposedly upcoming one for the United States.
I've never heard of the case of the American military, any branch refusing to do something in organized fashion like that.
I always think back to Hurricane Katrina, the most clear example of how they'd be willing to do, anything illegal and unconstitutional was they went around and confiscated guns from people after Hurricane Katrina. The U.S., I think it was not specifically the military.
I think it was the National Guard.
It was the National Guard, yeah. But dudes in camo working for the federal government in that particular case. So they were at a satellite camp. The news media went down to a satellite camp parking lot on Coventry Road where several dozen trucks and RVs are parked. A protester with a radio refused to answer questions. Police raided that camp Sunday evening, confiscating fuel that was stashed there. They arrested several protesters who refused to show identification, protest organizers said on social media. I mean, this sounds like a war. Targeting the enemy, troops, and taking their supplies, basically. Except in this war, you can't fight back. It's a one-sided thing. We got more coming up here. You can share your thoughts, the latest on what's happening in Ottawa with the Freedom Convoy that continues on into its second week at this point. You can join us. The number is 603-283-6160, and you can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything. We do have other things in the news to talk about. I know, Bonnie, you wanted to talk crypto tonight.
Yeah.
So we'll get into that. This is...
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique
unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, and the phones are open here.
Yeah.
Yes, you can bring up anything you want. The crackdown appears to have begun on the Freedom Convoy. Now, it doesn't sound like they're arresting the drivers just yet, but they are arresting their supporters. They are going around and confiscating gas from various different camps, I guess. So you've got It sounds like you've got the main area of the protest going on right across from Parliament in Ottawa, but then there's outer sort of parking lots or whatever where people are also parked, and they're just, I don't know, staying there for what, maybe there's just not enough room in downtown, or they're there as backup.
I think they're using them as staging areas. Also for logistics.
Yeah.
It's weird that they're not going after the truckers, but are going after the supporters. When you say it like that, it's kind of weird.
Well, I mean, the police are going to pick off the easy marks, right? So the cops are cowards. That's one thing you always have to remember. And so the cops are not going to go into the thick of it. In fact, somewhere, I don't know if it was the police chief or some mainstream report, acknowledged that the truckers outnumber the police. And as you pointed out, nobody, the military has yet to activate in any way. And we saw some reports saying they were refusing to go in there. So the cops are outnumbered. And no cop is going to go into a situation where they don't have the numbers to take down the people that they're targeting. So they're going to wait. They're going to, you know, pick off the stragglers, right?
Yeah, the odds, they like, are 10 armed men against one unarmed woman.
Yeah, right. And so that's why they've gone to the outskirts, basically, and they've targeted these parking lots where the people are just hanging out or camping out or whatever. And then it's a smaller group of people. They can send a large throng of police in there, and overpower these folks, steal all of their gasoline, which is apparently what they've been doing, according to even the mainstream media reports on this. They're stealing gas from these outskirts camps, and they are arresting some people. Apparently, they, according to OttawaCitizen.com, are arresting protesters who refuse to show identification, say organizers on social media. Now, that's interesting because, remember, in Canada, it's not necessarily, even though it's a Western country, they're not necessarily the same laws there. So we know they don't have freedom of speech in Canada, and they may also not have the freedom to refuse to identify. And now, in some states you do, in some states you don't. So you kind of have to, you know, do your own research and learn whether or not you have any obligation legally to show an ID to a cop on the streets.
And actually, according to a podcaster I listened to there named Viva Frey,
mm-hmm.
Who is really good, check him out on YouTube, he's an attorney, and he said that in Canada they have an exception that allows them to basically suspend constitutional rights for up to 5 years in an emergency.
Well, they basically have that here in the United States. It's called the state of emergency.
But 5 years?
We saw, I mean, there's no...
Is it infinite?
No, it just depends. Like, in New Hampshire, the state of emergency, they have to keep extending it. So the governor could keep calling it every 21 days to keep extending it. Now, I believe the state reps are trying to change those circumstances, and they may have passed some modifications. I think one of the ones they were working on passing was that the governor can call a state of emergency, but then within a certain couple of weeks or whatever, it has to be reviewed by the full state house. Don't quote me on that. I don't know the exact.
That would be a
bill.
Good one if that is it, even just for the fact that the state, I mean, that they would eventually get annoyed with him for having to continue meeting because they don't like actually having to go and meet. So if they had to meet every 21 days to discuss the state of emergency, I bet eventually they'd be like, yeah, stop doing this, Sununu.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it would be best if they could just eliminate the state of emergency entirely because it is a ridiculous excuse to say, oh, well, now all of a sudden, you know, your constitutional rights don't apply. The things we're supposed
to...
There's a cold, right? So no freedoms.
Yeah.
But let me get back to the story here from OttawaCitizen.com. The man with a radio at a parking lot on Coventry Road where a few dozen trucks and RVs are parked said, quote, "Everything's great here. We're totally self-sufficient. We've got our own media. No comment. Everything's great." The driver of a heavy truck parked on a nearby street said protesters would remain defiant despite increased police efforts to confiscate fuel and make them uncomfortable. He said, quote, "We've been uncomfortable for 2 years. We're not going anywhere."
Yep.
As he spoke, trucks parked at the corner of the street began honking. Locals had thanked the truckers for being there, said the driver, but asked about the impact of the noise on local residents for more than a week. He acknowledged that it caused a disturbance. He admitted, quote, "I would be angry," unquote. Groups of protesters strode past police cars carrying fuel containers onto Wellington Street, where approximately 200 vehicles remain parked. It was unclear if the containers were filled with diesel. Some protesters have taken to carrying empty jerry cans with the intention of confusing police and wasting enforcement resources.
I can't believe how BA the Canadians are suddenly being...
BA? Badass?
Oh, I forgot I could say that on the air.
Okay, yeah, you can say that. Well, you know, when people... Well, thankfully, when people are pushed to... No, ba is what the Americans say.
Yeah.
When people are pushed to the brink, they will find the courage that is necessary. Unless they're in Australia, where apparently they'll just go ahead and get locked up in prison camps with no issue whatsoever. But
well, there have been protests in Australia and brutally violent police responses to those protests. They're beating the hell out of old people.
I've
seen some horrific videos out of there.
And like the pushback from the cops with their shields, like pushing back at them and stuff.
The question is, are the people still paying taxes? Because if you're getting beaten by the police, grandmas are getting thrown around and you have
an hour of outside time a day.
Yeah, then it's time to stop. I think it's time to stop paying these people.
Mm. Well, if their job is to protect you and they're beating the hell out of you, they're not doing their job.
And, you know, speaking of continuing to pay them. In Canada, Justin Trudeau accused the truckers, he's speaking French, so I don't know exactly what he said, but he accused them of being violent and racist, and you know,
he lied
when he said that they were just a small minority and all that stuff. He was saying that they would incite violence, and then what happens? A guy wearing a mask by himself in a car in Winnipeg, so there was a Winnipeg truck convoy protest, goes and plows down four people and injures four people with his car.
Protesters.
Right.
It sounds like
four of the peaceful protesters.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sounds like he was, actually radicalized by Trudeau and he's getting paid, by the Canadians to do that to people.
Speaking of people running people down, quote unquote, nobody, did you see the video of the guy driving a truck with a Trump flag on the back? And there was a masked protester standing in front of his truck, or I think he does mask around his neck or something like that. But anyway, somebody who was against the Freedom Convoy standing in front of this guy's truck, and he's standing sort of to the corner on the front, so by the headlight of the truck, and the dude in the truck is trying to turn away from this guy as he's moving forward. He moves super slow. I mean, probably no more than half a mile an hour. He's moving very, very slow, and the counter-protester throws his hands up, flails his hands up in the air, and falls over as
he got bumped.
Yeah, I mean, he literally wasn't
and he was purposely in the way of this car, too.
Yeah, in any way, shape, or form. And this driver was trying to get out, to turn away from him. And this guy just puts this whole dramatic act on about how, trying to make it look like he just got hit really hard.
And everybody in the video, you hear them saying,
he's faking it.
It was so clear. It was ridiculous.
So there's some pretty ridiculous counter-protesting going on out there, which is why I just don't believe when we were talking on Friday about this, there was that one ice cream shop that was refusing to open over the weekend until further notice because one of their employees claimed that they were assaulted on the streets by a couple of the truckers. It's like, I don't buy that. Yeah. I mean, these counter-protesters, a lot of them are liars, and they will do anything. They'll cook up any story to make it look like the truckers are bad guys, and I don't buy it.
Yeah. The impression that I'm getting is that the truckers are doing a good job of policing their own, which is an important thing to do because you always have to be concerned about agents provocateur.
Absolutely.
I'm pretty sure the guy with the rebel flag out there who got sent packing, he was an agent provocateur.
Yeah. Well, yeah, if you show up with a mask on to a group of people that are against masks and you try to pretend like you're one of them, it's just obviously you're out of place. The number 603-283-6160, and the thing is, when you're an undercover cop, you generally don't like having your picture taken, so that explains, why they're covering their face.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being.
Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.